And good morning. It is time for another Experience Marshalltown program. We have Val Ruff from the Convention and Visitors Bureau hosting.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So today on Experience Marshalltown, we have our guest is Mike Stegman with the Marshall County Conservation, and something that's coming up this Saturday that I think is going to be really fun, and I want to make sure that the listeners know all about it so people can take part in this really fun event, and it's the Sand Lake Trout Release. So Mike, tell us a little bit more about what's going to happen.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Again, this is we're in our fifth year now working with the Iowa DNR and their urban trout stocking program. And it's a really neat program in that you not only need your regular fishing license, but you need a trout fee to go along with that if you're going to go and pursue and plan on fishing for and keeping trout. And even if you go to fish for the trout and don't intend to keep them, if you're out there intending to do it, you still need that trout fee. But what's neat about it is it's a specific program that pays for itself. So that trout fee goes right back into the sole purpose of producing those trout at the hatcheries up in Northeast Iowa. Pays for the feed, the tanks, and all the equipment that's needed, all the staff that's needed to support that program. And it started out in releasing the fish in the natural trout streams in Northeast Iowa, and it was just so popular and so many people took advantage of it that it was decided that, well, let's try to expand this program across the state and give the opportunity for people to pursue trout and not have to travel so far. And so what they're doing is they're finding appropriate sized ponds across the state where they can take trout and release them. And it's a put and take program. They release the trout with the intent of you catching them, taking them home. They're not releasing them in these bodies of water to reproduce.
Okay.
And some of them survive from 1 year to the next in certain bodies of water. And I know they release them down at Bondurant on that little pond just northeast of town, right along Highway 330 there.
Sure.
There's a pond up in Waterloo, Cedar Falls area, over at Ames, Ada Hayden.
Oh, okay.
Which is also an old sand and gravel mine similar to Sand Lake here in Marshalltown.
Sure.
So they released over there. And then, of course, Marshalltown got on the list. And like I said, we're in our fifth year now for the release. And it's every April and October that we get 2,000 trout released. And in the spring of the year, it's kind of neat because it's not just rainbow. It's a combination of rainbow and brook trout. So we'll have this Saturday, about 11 o'clock is usually when the truck shows up. And they're pretty consistent about showing up on time. What they'll do is release the trout. We'll have about 1,800 rainbow trout. And these fish are anywhere from 9, 10, up to 12. Some will be 14 inches. And usually, it's kind of neat. They'll throw some of the older brood stock fish in, the ones that are have produced eggs over time, and they're older fish, and they're no longer productive. So what they'll do is they'll throw those in, and those are fish that are pushing 5 pounds. So
wow,
really nice sized trout, and they're I've seen one caught actually right at shortly after release time. So, but anyway, the combination we'll have this Saturday is 1,800 rainbow and 200 brook trout, and the brook trout, if you happen to catch one between 11 and 2, while Marshall County Conservation Board staff is there, you can bring it up and show it to us, and we'll clip off one of the little fins to show that, okay, we've seen this fish before.
Mm-hmm.
But you can select a prize that we'll have there. And
those
prizes are donated by local businesses in town.
Okay.
Some of them are prizes that are handmade.
Oh, cool.
One of them is a little kit that contains several flies that were tied by a master fly tier, Dean Elder. Yep. And I remember seeing photographs in the local newspaper going clear back into the 1950s of him putting on fly tying demonstrations. So he's been at it for a long time, and he really knows his stuff as far as the insects that he's imitating. And the trout fishermen, and not just trout fishermen, but other fishermen too, really know the biology of the bodies of water that they're fishing in and what the fish are feeding on, and that's what they want to duplicate. So that'll be one of them.
That'd be a great prize.
It is. And then we've had some artwork in the past that's been donated, fish prints.
Mm-hmm.
Other lures that are made, fishing tackle, poles, reels, that are Tyson's was a major donor. So, yeah.
They're a great community supporter, yep. Tyson's is. Yep. So what do you kind of expect as far as folks that come out? After 5 years, you probably get an idea of how many folks and kids and are going to come out and do some fishing.
All ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
We have young and old and grandparents and grandkids and everything. And in the spring of the year, with the brook trout being released, we're trying to inspire to redeem for the prizes. You get to keep the fish, but we're trying to inspire people, hey, let's go fishing for the first time maybe.
Okay.
And we do have an area that we'll have zoned off for just kids.
Okay.
And that's right near the release site.
Okay.
And so that's nice to try to give them a one up on trying to catch the fish. And it's fishing, you know. There's been times we've had the tanker truck back up, released the fish, and it's just instantaneous success by the fishermen. Other times the tanker truck will back up and the fish just kind of disappear for a while, and it's kind of hard to catch.
They head to the bottom.
It's just like fish. Yep, you never know with fish.
We're out of here.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. So thanks, Mike, for that information on the Sand Lake Trout release that's happening this Saturday. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our second segment.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Son, I'm going to give you some advice about prom night. There's some things you need to know before you pick her up. Address her dad as sir. Tell her she looks amazing. But one thing you will not do, don't pick her up in a dirty car.
Is your prom Saturday? Take your car to Supershine Car Wash for a free car wash and have a clean car for prom. That's this Saturday from 8 to noon at the North or Southside Supershine Car Washes. Have a great prom.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is hosting. Welcome.
Thank you. So today we have Mike Stegman, and we were just talking in the first segment about the Sand Lake Trout release. It's going to take place this Saturday out at Sand Lake, and a lot of the details Mike has given us about all the amazing details about the trout that are going to be released, and we'll just go ahead and continue on with anything else about that release that you would like the folks to know, Mike.
Well, you know, yeah, and again, it's a put and take program, so the trout that you catch, yeah. We need to, you know, encourage people to take home and consume, and trout, and that's the one of the things that people like. They're a heavier fish, they're a little more fatty fish than, say, your typical pan fish that are pursued, like bluegills and crappies and bass and walleyes. But they really are good. You know, it's one of those things, though, that you either like it or you don't. You know, mm-hmm. My kids aren't real super fans of trout. I love it. And, you know, there's so many different recipes, you know,
I was just going to ask, how do you prepare it?
Well, some things, one of the easiest ways is just get a glass baking dish and throw them in there with a stick of butter and cook them for, 10, 15 minutes. And that they absorb that butter and the flavor there. You can maybe put a little brown sugar on it, maybe a little maple syrup. Just to, you know, put that caramelization or glaze over the top of it. So mm-hmm. I better quit talking about that. I'm getting hungry.
I know
now,
it. So. I've had breakfast.
But, you know, and then springtime fishing, too, is spring is almost as active as fall is as far as being able to harvest things in the outdoors. The water warms up. Of course, you can fish year-round. You know, there's as soon as we get, 3-4 inches of ice, I see people out on the local farm ponds and lakes trying to catch fish through the ice. And as soon as the ice out in the spring, people are out trying to catch whatever they can. But of course, this time of year, as we approach late April, early May, the crappies are starting to run pre-spawn.
Okay.
And so, you know, you can go out to Sand Lake any given evening now, and there'll be 20, 30 cars out there, people pursuing the crappies. And Greencastle Lake, too, is not one to be forgotten.
Sure.
Recently renovated. It's been 3 years now this coming June that we restocked the lake, and those first fish that we put in there are getting to be of size that you want to take home and fry up. And of course,
Greencastle. I don't want to interrupt you, but let's tell folks where Greencastle is located.
Greencastle, south of Marshalltown, just south of Ferguson, about a mile. And it's kind of neat that this year is actually the 40th anniversary of Greencastle Park, and it still hosts the record black crappie state record in Iowa.
Really?
Yep. Ted Trowbridge caught that back in, I think it was 1977.
Of course it was.
It's just shy of 5 pounds. And we actually have that fish mounted right near the reception desk at the Grimes Farm Conservation Center. So if you ever want to see that, just come on out. He was very gracious and donated that to us. So
beautiful. Well, he was quite the fisherman.
Yes. Ted's something. Quite the outdoorsman. I'm trying to keep up with him, though. I think he's still out pursuing game.
It's good.
You know, I hope I can do that when I'm his age.
I know.
But yeah, Greencastle, like I said, just south Ferguson, 17-acre lake. We restocked it with largemouth bass, channel catfish, bluegills. The local bass club donated money so that we were able to acquire red-eared sunfish to stock in there. We've also, just last summer, released some northern pike in there.
Oh, wow.
10-inch fingerlings. And those are predatory fish that we're trying to make sure that we don't get overstocked, overrun with the panfish, bluegills and crappies, because they can stunt if they get too many of them in there. So we put those predatory fish in there to keep a handle on them. And then also walleyes were released a couple years in a row now. So the lake is fully stocked, and people are pursuing it.
What if I want to go to Greencastle, but I'm not a fisherman? What else can I do?
Lots of stuff. We've got 3 picnic shelter houses available for use. We've got an observatory out there that's managed by the Central Iowa, the Amateur Astronomers of Central Iowa, and they host public programs once a month out
there. I think they got something coming up. I saw the community calendar.
They do. And then they're also going to be out there, and I'll mention this too, because of the 40th anniversary of Greencastle Recreation Area this year, we're going to have a large celebration event on August 5th.
Okay.
So put that on your calendars.
August 5th.
More details will come about that, but we've got several activities
planned. Can I kayak and canoe out there?
Yep. You know, up until just a couple years ago, and of course, when we first, the Conservation Board first permitted watercraft on the lake ever, so it was about 35 years in the making. It was just a shoreline fishing only lake.
Mm-hmm.
And so the board decided, well, let's see how watercraft would work in Greencastle. And we didn't want to allow full-blown use of the area because it's just a small lake.
Sure.
So we thought, well, let's just do, not necessarily I want to call them primitive, but small personal type watercraft to start with and see how it goes. So right now, the only watercraft allowed in Greencastle are canoes and kayaks.
Okay.
No rowboats, no small two-man bass boats with electric motors, anything like that. And so we're seeing how that goes for a few years here. And then we have had some inquiries, you know, well, hey, can we put a robo in, you know, to go fishing, you know, a little more accessible than a canoe. If you've ever tried to hunt or fish out of a canoe, they can be a little tippy, but some of them are pretty stable now too.
Well, and I think maybe it's just me, and as I'm getting older, but I feel like there's kind of been an upsurge a little bit in canoeing, at least kayaking. I see a lot of folks are starting to kayak now.
There is, and it's neat that sport has taken off the way it has, because it's filled a niche. It's opened a whole new world for people to get out and discover areas that previously they didn't. You know, it's another outdoor recreation opportunity. It's exercise. It's being able to get out there and up and close and personal with nature. You know, I've done it for years, not canoes and kayak, but spent a lot of time on the water, looking at the little bugs that swim around. When I was growing up, my dad and I would hunt out of a canoe, duck hunt. And you get to see things that you don't normally do if you're in a boat with a motor on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, and for the, you know, from a convention and visitor standpoint, we want to be able to, you know, to work with you and invite folks to come into Marshalltown and Marshall County and take some time and do some of this fun outdoor recreational opportunities.
The canoes and kayaks. I've seen them on the Iowa River. I've seen them at Sand Lake. I've seen them at Greencastle. And there's a couple of groups that kayak together, just like the bikers and hikers will gather together and do that activity.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I know there's lots of things going on in the Marshall County Conservation, but let's talk about, I think you're doing a little bit of a fundraising project right now for an amphitheater.
Yeah, we've got a couple fundraisers going on at the same time. It's not counterproductive, but you got to pick and choose, which is priority. You know, of course, we're working on the Greencastle campground, and that's going to hopefully get kicked off again here shortly. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, yeah, we're working on fundraising for an amphitheater. And that's going to be located on the north side of the Grimes Farm and Conservation Center. And if you go out there and look now, there's already preliminary grade work that was done actually when the Conservation Center was built 14 years ago. So right now it's an amphitheater now, but it's a grass surface.
Okay.
What we're going to do is turn that into a quarried limestone seating amphitheater with electricity available, patio pavers. We're going to have a raised stage with a pergola over the top of it, again with electricity available for different functions, uses, environmental education. We're going to have a fire pit in the middle. I can see scouts using that for different ceremonies. Again, the environmental education aspect, the private events, you know, family gatherings. You know, we're opening a whole new world. We really don't know what to expect just yet. And with that, we're making modifications to the Conservation Center to make it a little more user-friendly in conjunction with the amphitheater.
Great. I'm super excited about it because it's another addition to an attraction that's already out there that we love to promote on behalf of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Get ready for the concert experience of the year. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. And international music icons, Tears for Fears. Together live, May 8th, 7 p.m., Wells Fargo Arena. Combined, they've sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Daryl Hall and John Oates. And Tears for Fears, plus a special acoustic performance by Alan Stone. Tickets are on sale now at HyveeTix.com. 844-55-HYVEE, the box office, or at all HyveeTix.com outlets. Daryl Hall and John Oates. And Tears for Fears, May 8th, 7 p.m., Wells Fargo Arena. For more information, visit HallandOates.com and TearsForFears.com. Produced by Frank Productions and AEG Live.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. It's the final segment with Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we are visiting with Mike Stegman and with the Marshall County Conservation. And we're talking about a lot of things today on the outdoor recreational side. But the point of of Mike being on the show today was for Rainbow Trout Release that's going to take place at Sand Lake this Saturday. So if you're a fisherman, or if you're not even a fisherman and you want to go out and watch the trout release, take your kids, your grandkids out, that's going to take place on Saturday at 11 a.m. But we've talked about Greencastle Recreational Area, and we before we went to the break, we were talking about the amphitheater. So I'm going to let Mike kind of continue that conversation with about the amphitheater.
Yeah, just to finish up a little bit, it's going to be quarried limestone seating with patio pavers in between and LED lighting for nighttime navigation for people. We'll have a series of steps and handrails running down through the center of it. So, you know, it would be very picturesque and user-friendly for family events and like weddings, ceremonies, things like that. And we do have a rental schedule that we're working on right now. Hopefully the timeline right now to have this completed is mid-September.
Wow.
And that's
pretty aggressive.
It's quick. It is. It was a quick project. It's got spurred by some memorial monies left from in memory of Leonard Grimes. And
sure.
Then went on fundraising campaign or had some preliminary drawings done up. And the overall project cost is about $160,000. And so far we've had great support from community organizations and individuals. And like I said, this is one of the quickest fundraisers I've been in the process of working on.
And, you know, that's the Marshalltown and Marshall County way that we're a very collaborative community, which is actually one of the Marshalltown Regional Partnerships. One of our taglines is Collabomunity.
Yeah.
And we do it well here.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, and if anybody's interested in more details of the amphitheater, you know, just give our offices a call. I'll be happy to share that with you. If you have any aspirations of being partners with the project monetarily or otherwise, you know, like I said, just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to provide additional details on that big project.
You know, and that made me think too, Mike, when you said that there's a lot of memorial opportunities through the Marshall County Conservation. I'm not sure always think about that.
We do. We have a trust fund where we hold memorial funds, and some of them are designated for special projects, land acquisitions or things like the amphitheater or the playscape that we worked on last year, and we're continuing. We're kicking that project back up again this spring and adding more stations to that. We're working with an Eagle Scout candidate right now to put up a mini observation tower, and he's just taken that he's 13 and he's taken that project on, just jumped into it with both feet. So that's going to be
so cool.
Hopefully, and he's wanting to get this done pretty quick, so that'll be a neat addition to
it. I would encourage anybody, if you haven't been out to the Grimes farm and the Marshall County Conservation and out to see the playscape, it's a great place to take your family, your kids, take a walk on the trail and just sit back and relax. It's just a beautiful area, and so I would encourage folks to do that. So Mike, before we wrap up here today, is there anything else that you want the listeners to know about?
Just real quick, I guess there's a lot of activities going on this spring. We've got the trout release. People are out fishing for crappies. Turkey season's open right now. You can find asparagus. Mushrooms are starting to pop up. And when you can go and harvest those in the county parks. And if you do want to venture onto someone's property, make sure you secure permission. You know, that's always an issue in trespassing. So just to keep good public relations between landowners and other citizens.
Good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just get out and enjoy it. Like you said, get out to the Grimes Farm and Playscape. We use that as a gateway to all the other county parks, whether it be Sand Lake, Greencastle, Grammar Grove, Timmins Grove, you name it. We have 29 parks that we have, and there's some hidden gems out there. If you don't know where they're all at, give us a call. We'll give you a county map and show you. And it's just go explore. Get outside. Put the phone down. Turn it off.
Put the phone down.
Yep.
Go outside. Take your family out. Okay. So I want to – thanks for being on today.
Hey,
I really
anytime.
Appreciate it. It's
pleasure.
Always a pleasure to know what's going on with the Marshall County Conservation and all the great opportunities for us out there. So on behalf of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, I just want to remind some folks about some things that we have going on this weekend. Of course, Friday night, there's the Marshalltown Speedway has their races. If you enjoy that, please take advantage of it. And then Saturday, we got quite a few things going on in the community on Saturday. There's an Iowa Ranch Horse Association show. So they have a horse show out there. And whether you're an amateur or novice, or if you want to do if you have a show horse or whatever, take advantage of that. They want folks to know that this is a family-friendly environment, and you can make lifetime friendships with the Iowa Ranch Horse Association. Also, there's a Little League baseball tournament. I know that started the 1st of April and runs through May, and I know they bring in lots of folks, so we're appreciative of them bringing those families into our community. The library has a paperback book sale for the Friends of the Library, so check that out at the library on Saturday from 9 to 1. And, of course, what we were just talking about with Mike was the Sand Lake Trout Release that takes place at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And make sure you get your trout tag and pay for that.
Fishing license and trout tag, yep.
Okay, you got to have that ahead of time. So make sure you get that done before Saturday. And finally, something that's kind of neat that's going to be going on is a GeoEarth scavenger hunt. And that's also part of the Marshall County Conservation. I know Emily Herring is the naturalist, is going to be taking some kids out or some adults and doing a little geo work using their electronics. And then Sunday, there's a bluegrass music festival in LeGrand from 2 to 4. So lots of good things going on in the area. If you want more details, just go on to the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau community calendar of events at www.marshalltown.org and click on events and all of the good things going on with all the details. So thank you for listening to Experience Marshalltown.